Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Columbus, Georgia. Hello, how are you doing? This is Shereen Renee, your host for Fountain City Radio. We have our guest this evening, Debbie. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right, Eklund, with Kel from the 13th Street Picket River. If you've been in Columbus for any amount of time or live in the area, you at some point have been to that picket river on 13th Street. Street and 13th Avenue is really on the corner, but off the corner, across from Midtown Coffee House, and you guys have been there or either know something about it. But that 13th Street picket was used to be the old Lewis Jones from back in the day when I lived here before. But while we're waiting for our guests to come on, I wanted to ask a question. Did you know the picket was one of 13% of some of the most hilarious incidents in grocery shopping history? So much happens when Debbie Eklund is at this store, and she's been urged by her Facebook followers to write a book chronicling some of the incidents that she has reported on there that have had some of her followers on Facebook rolling in pictures. I've seen the stories myself. I went to look up some of the old things that happened while it was Lewis Jones, and it seems like there was an incident a while back that where someone tried to break into the old Lewis Jones facility ATM, and the ATM basically refused to leave. it was a hilarious story of a ATM robbery attempt that was foiled by ta-da, the ATM. So, Debbie's had some pretty fascinating stories, and I asked if she would come on the show tonight and share some of those with us. And whenever she checks in with us, we're still waiting on her to call in. We'll ask a couple of questions about who she is and where she's from and how she happened to come to Columbus, Georgia, and fall upon this crazy 13th Street and 13th Avenue Piggly Wiggly. My understanding is from reading most of her posts on Facebook that she's from the other motherland, the one we call England. So basically, we just wanted to get some of her input on Columbus, Georgia, and some of the colorful characters that have been on her show. And if she doesn't call in just a moment, I'm going to try to get her a call and see, because I've been in conference calls all day today, and I just got her message not too long ago that she didn't know the number to dial in. I'm going to make an attempt to call her in just a moment. If you guys will hang with me for just a moment, I'm going to put you on hold just a second. And, let me give her a call. Let me try to call her, see if I can catch up with her, because she was asking about the dial-in number, and I just got a message from her a few moments ago, so she probably hadn't gotten the message from me yet, which number to dial in. So let me try to give her a call. Well, hold on just a moment.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind. You're listening to the Amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Just wanted to remind my callers out there, anybody listening, if you want to dial in and ask a question, or if you want to make a comment, you can dial in to this telephone number at 515-602-9677. Once again, the guest caller number is 515-602-9677. Hold on just a minute. I believe we have our guest calling in now. Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is this Debbie?
Hey, this is Debbie. Yes.
Hey, Debbie, how are you? I apologize. I went on Facebook. I've been in conference calls all day, and I had just gotten a message about half an hour ago. So,
you know, that's okay. I think...
Uh-huh.
Okay. I figured something had just came up. You know, you had mentioned some medical stuff or whatever.
Yeah. I've been having a couple of things going on back and forth, and I just got your message, and I said, I hope she gets that before showtime. But it didn't happen, and we're still on the air. It's good to hear your voice. I've been watching your stuff on Facebook, and we're live at the moment, so I'm just letting you know.
Oh my goodness.
We're live, so you can record it. We're being
recorded. Whatever I say may be held against me in a court of law.
It's very possible. It's very possible. And I have been waiting for the opportunity to get you to meet you in person, because I wanted people to know you tell some of the funniest stories about that 13th Street Piggly Wiggly. And
I just wanted
to know a little more about you. Where are you from originally, and how did you happen to come to this little town and run up on that Piggly Wiggly?
Well, it's a long and very sad story.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know you originated
from the other motherland.
That's right. I was born in Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually born in the same hospital as John Lennon.
Oh,
but unfortunately for me, he could sing and I could not, so that's about as far as it ever went.
That's okay. That's as close as it goes. I was trying to tell you, you have the most delightful sense of humor, and I could never understand how it is you always managed to get to that Piggly Wiggly and sing some stuff. I've never seen most of this stuff that you talk about on your Facebook page.
Well, I must just be a magnet for it, because pretty much every time I go, something ridiculous happens.
Yeah. And when was the last time you were there?
Well, actually, the last time I was there was yesterday, but nothing weird happened yesterday. Nothing to report from yesterday, but there was actually something that came to my mind, but I thought, no, I'm not going to talk about that. But anyway, I ended up in Columbus. I married a serviceman, and that's why I ended up in Columbus. Same reason most of the foreign women are here in town. Yes.
Okay. Fort Benning, Georgia. I'm telling you, that's how I came to here, except my mother's from Columbus. She met my father in Fort Benning and moved to Denver, and that's where I was born. So, long story short, I'm back here. I was born in Denver, but my mother was born here. So, when they broke up, she moved back here where her parents were living. So, that's how I ended up in this little Thule town. you know, but there was one particular incident you were telling us about with a lady one time that was walking through the store in her evening gown.
Oh my god!
Or her night clothes or something to that effect.
Well, see, the thing is, people in Europe think that the United States of America is the most technologically advanced nation on the planet. But if they had ever been to the 13th Street Piggly Wiggly, they would know that was not so.
So you just happen to live in the area, so that's why you go to that Piggly so often?
Well, I actually live probably equidistant between the Bryan Avenue location and the 13th Street location. So depending on what commodity I'm looking for, I go to either one. But on this particular day, I had gone in there for some stuff, you know, whatever. And I noticed this a lady walking around in what suspiciously appears to be a nightgown. So I tried to, you have to understand about the Piggly Wiggly, the dress standards are somewhat lax, to say the least. Seeing somebody in their nightgown in the grocery store is not really that weird.
Right. It doesn't happen all the time, so let's do it out.
Well, yeah, actually, it kind of does, but anyway. So I finished my shopping, and the lady was, I watched the lady, and she was still walking around, and she did not appear to have a shopping cart or anything. So I, I asked the shop clerk if he knew her, if, you know, he had perhaps seen her in there before, and he agreed with me that it was kind of weird, but not really that weird, because it's the 13th Street Piggly Wiggly.
Right.
So
he's probably seen a little bit of everything, right?
So he's seen some of everything and then a bit, let me tell you. So on the way out, the manager asked me if everything was okay, you know, how my visit had been, and I mentioned the lady in the nightgown. So he took off after her, and I went to pay for my groceries, and I told the stock clerk that I had talked to earlier that the manager was handling the situation, and he said, oh, shit, he's crazy, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
when I read that, I almost fell out of my chair. I was laughing so hard. God.
So, anyway, the manager catches up with this lady, and she tells him that she's looking for her purse. So he said, hang on a minute, I'm going to go in the office and look at the surveillance footage and see if she came in with a purse. So I just sat there with the lady while he was headed into there, and he comes out, and while he was going in, I said, why don't you call the police department and ask for a health and welfare check, because there's something weird happening here.
So
he comes out, and he says, she didn't come in with the purse, but the police are on their way. So eventually a nice police officer rolls up, and he asks the lady, you know, all the questions you ask somebody to determine whether they are in fact oriented to their surroundings. Asked her name, her date of birth, where she lived, who the president was, all of that.
Right.
All of which she answered with perfect clarity. She just didn't know what she was doing in the Piggly Wiggly store in her nightgown. Yeah. I know. She did admit to being on a buttload of psych meds, but couldn't remember if she'd taken them or not.
Oh, wow. So that's a little bit of funny mixed up with a little bit of sad. She's probably on something that just wandered in.
I know. Well, like, so, but anyway,
I've heard of people who have asked. Go ahead.
I offered, when the policeman came, I offered to go around to the address that she had given as where she lived. And he said he thought it would probably be better if he went, you know, because obviously there'd be no sense in taking her home if she just got out in her nightgown again.
Right.
So he
went
up, and I sat there, and I waited with her. And she just, at one point, she looked down and said, wow, I think I came out in my nightgown.
Wow. Poor thing.
So
you,
I lied.
You get a good a handle on maybe what was her age range? How old do you think?
Well, she's probably in her 60s.
Oh,
so anyway,
okay.
I lied to her and told her that that kind of shit happened to me all the time.
Wow.
So eventually the policeman came back and he had in fact ascertained that the lady did live where she sat, and he took her home. But anyway, that's probably the weirdest thing that ever happened in the... Well, what's your story, Shireen?
Well, my story is that I right at this particular moment, I'm doing this radio show, and it's, you know, I got a lot of things going in the hopper right now. But I got kind of pushed out of position when I ended up with a kidney stone and ended up in the hospital for a few days. I'm laughing.
Oh, no,
about
that's
it now,
unpleasant.
Well,
you're laughing now because you're not hurt.
Now. Well, no, it was horrible for a whole week. You know, for a whole week. And they gave me pain medications, and I went in there as far as meds are concerned and asked for some Valium because I just got sick of it. And they said that they couldn't give me the Valium because, you know, it's highly addictive. I knew that it was some good stuff. You know, I've had Valium before. They had to calm my nerves down to take an X-ray picture, but they wanted me to go on this tube. And I was real nervous about going in the tube, so I asked him. I said, so you can't give me any, but can you put some in the to-go cart? I want to know if they can give me a takeout. Can you give me a takeout on the Valium? You know, and she was like, no, see, that's the very reason why we don't give people that stuff.
No, they won't give you a takeout on anything. They're very strict about that.
They won't give you a takeout on nothing. And I finally got through that week. I don't know when the kidney stone passed, because all I know is I stopped hurting one day about a week later.
Yeah.
And
well, you
I
would
said,
probably
well,
know
it
if it was.
Yeah, well, I said it's probably gone because I'm not hurting and nauseated anymore. The nausea stopped,
well,
pain stopped, and I said it must have slipped out sometime during the night.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go. And, you know, it's what it is. I was laughing because I said it's a whole lot of things that go on that people don't see that somebody like you would be paying attention to. Because a lot of people would have seen that lady in that store in that nightgown. Well, they did. You basically just kept walking past her. Like,
well, I mean, really, yes. But the kidney really is so weird, yeah. People go in there
places.
And stuff that you, yeah.
What is the funniest, absolute funniest thing that you've seen happen in there? What's the saddest?
Oh, the saddest? Mm-hmm. Oh, people ask you for money all the time because I tell you, one of the funniest things I've ever seen was actually at the Brown Avenue location. There was a dude in what, you know, those motorized scooters that you can get if you call the 800 number and have the doctor tell them that you need one.
Yeah. Right.
So this dude was outside of the Brown Avenue location.
Mm-hmm.
In his motorized mm-hmm. scooter, which he had plugged into the outside power source,
mm-hmm.
and was sitting there drinking a beer while his motor scooter charged up.
At the store? Outdoor? Where was he?
Yes, outside. There's an outside power source. And he was sitting
there,
and he had plugged his scooter in, and he was sitting there drinking a beer waiting for his chair to power up.
Wow.
And then
right out in front of everybody. Uh-huh.
It's so funny. You know, people would do things there that they wouldn't do other places. But anyway, there's a gentleman that panhandles in... I'm assuming that you live in the general vicinity that I do.
Yeah, I do. I live about, I see about less than half a mile from the Piggly Wiggly.
So there's this fella that you can be regularly seen pushing a grocery cart around full of cans and stuff, and he usually has a sign on it that says, homeless, God loves everybody. So this one time, it was the Brown Avenue location again. I had gone there for a few staples. And he's sitting outside with his cart, and he's drinking a can of Colt 45 high gravity malt liquor, which boasts an 8.5 alcohol content. So,
That's good stuff.
I went in there. It's the good stuff. If that don't get you crunk, nothing will.
I will.
On my way out, when I'd done my shopping, I put another can of the same beverage in his hand, and I said, "Here you go, dude. God sent you a beer."
Wow. What did he say?
He was like, "Whoa, that's really awesome."
So the answer to his prayers?
Yeah, I think so. You know, as you probably know. As you probably know, I'm an atheist, but the Lord works in mysterious ways.
That's true. His wonders to perform, isn't that what they say? I know you mentioned you were an atheist, and I'm like, well, you know, the world has all kinds of viewpoints. So I respect everybody for who they are. I really do.
Yeah.
I respect everybody for who they are, whatever they believe is. Okay,
I'm not anti-religion. I just don't buy into it. It's basically what it boils down to.
Yeah, most people that I know who say they're atheists, usually they won't come down on you, but they'll let you know that they're not into that kind of sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been in the area? Were you living here when that Piggly Wiggly was a Lewis Jones?
Which one? Yes. I came to town in 1991. I've been living in kind of midtown area since 1998.
You know, I left here in 1991, so the year that you were coming here, I was leaving.
Coming and going.
When you got here, I left.
We passed like ships in the night.
We sure did, because I came here in 1966. And I left here in 1991. And moved to Atlanta, and I didn't come back here until 2015.
Probably a good thing that we didn't know each other back then, though, because we probably would have ended up in jail at some point.
Probably so. I don't doubt it for 2 seconds. I was just that crazy. I had a friend, a former friend of mine, unfortunately, who's deceased now. But me and her used to get into a bunch of trouble out here. We would be down kicking in and protesting and tearing up stuff and acting all kinds of crazy out here because, you know, Columbus is a very conservative type town from a very red state.
I know, it is.
And we've been back and forth about the problem.
It's very disappointing to me. It's one of the things that really bothered me when I got here, you know. Well, at first I didn't really notice. We didn't want to come here because we were from a military family. And we had heard about the shit that went on in the South, and we're like, no, we want none of that. We don't want to raise our girls in that environment.
Right.
So then we got here, and I was sort of surprised. I was like, well, really, it's not that bad. But it is bad. Mm-hmm. It's just very thinly disguised.
Right, it is. That's true. I was talking about somebody in the conference call. Today.
Yeah, there's a very thin veneer of civility, but it's it's not good. And the thing, the other thing that bothers me is these people will stand on a stack of Bibles.
Mm-hmm. Do tell.
And talk that crap, and that really bothers me.
They will. They'll sit in front of your face and do it, and think that you're ignorant enough. Let's say you're too ignorant to realize that they're really insulting them, that they're really saying something racist, but you're not supposed to be able to detect it because you're an idiot. You know.
That's right. You're not like, smart enough to figure it out.
Not smart enough to figure it out. And I'm like, oh my God, seriously, this is the Columbus story. It was worse when I left. When I left the, I don't know if you've ever been to the Rose Hill Seafood. Okay. Well, that's the place that before I left there, that's the place that kicked us out the door, me and a friend of mine, and told us that we were not welcome there. They had black cooks and they had people cleaning the place and everything, but we weren't welcome to come in there and sit down at this table and eat. And everybody who would come in behind us, they would take their order, and we finally said, well, we'll just go home and get something to eat. And she turns around and says,
if I had known that, I would have never went in there.
Well, you know, it's when I got changed. It had changed. This was before I left in 91, and when I got back, it had changed. You know, things were not the same anymore. It had all this open area. Everybody was in there communing, and everybody was all nice and no problems with the customer service, nothing. The problem now is, it's all bullshit, though.
That's terrible. Well, here, I don't know how much time we have left, but I have a story for you that will probably make your head.
We got about 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay, when I first came here in 91, another friend of mine who we'd been stationed with came at approximately the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a good friend of mine. Our children's, you know, chummed around. And she called me up crying one day. And this is not a girl who's known for crying. She kicks butt, takes names, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She had gone to the Shriners swimming pool on Edgewood Road with her three
mm-hmm.
children. And it was common
mm-hmm.
knowledge that you, although the Shriners is a private club, you could pay $5 and get a
mm-hmm.
day pass to go in there and swim.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
she had gone there, got to the front of the line, and the person at the window told her, sorry, ma'am, black people are not allowed in here. Right to her face.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So she thought it was a joke at first, and the person behind her said, no, ma'am, that's how it's always been. They were kind enough to tell her a swim pool that she could go to.
Wow.
So she called me
up,
and she said, I'm going to come and get you, and I'm going to give you a $20
mm-hmm.
bill. I'm going to drop you off and see if they let you in. She dropped me off. We paid our $20. They let us in,
mm-hmm.
and we wheeled right around and came out, and that was 1991.
Wow. That's in the 90s, people, not in the 60s. I hope you heard that. Right here.
Yeah, and nobody, no lawyer in the
mm-hmm.
entire city, even the NAACP, would touch it with a 20-foot pole. Nobody. We went to every lawyer in the city.
We're down to our last about 40 seconds, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have to ask you to come back on the show again to pick that story up where you left off, because we need to hear more about that. But this is still going on. It hasn't. So,
but anyway, it's been a pleasure to finally meet you. It's the first time I've ever met anyone on a live radio show.
Well, I'll be seeing you in person. I'm still going to do that launch party. And thank you so much for calling in, and I'll get back to you when I come back. We'll do it again.
All right.
Thank you very
much
for calling.
Sounds good. Love
you, man. Love you too. Bye-bye. And ladies and gentlemen, we're logging off of Blog Talk Radio.